This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, today is the day RFK and Dr. Martin Markari are supposed to announce their plan lead to get the dyes out of our food.
Yep.
The media is treating both of them as mental defectives. Anything he wants to investigate, and he makes a very powerful case, by the way. You know, when back in the 1970s, 1 in 10,000 people had autism. Now it's 1 in 31. It's 1 in 20 boys. Those are devastating numbers. And something's got to be causing this. And he said, look, I want to investigate, and I think I can find it by December. I think I can find what environmental toxin or toxins are doing this. Something's doing this. The media has absolutely lambasted him. And I think it's just he's just associated with Trump, so he's wrong. Anyway, the announcement's supposed to come today. I'm looking forward to finding out how long it's going to be before we get these dyes out of our food. Europe has managed to do this affordably, by the way. There are natural alternative vegetable dyes that you can use. We don't need to be doing this anymore. We don't need to be poisoning ourselves anymore. It's just ridiculous to me that there's even any opposition to this. And here's the thing people don't understand about these dyes. We have a law on the books that says if something is known to be carcinogenic, then it is... then our government has the ability to remove it. He's already got everything that he needs. So our government has been in defiance of this law because these dyes are known carcinogens. That's why they were removed from the foods in Europe. And so the second they see that RFK is coming, Lee, what do? Whoa, wow. Suddenly, after 30 years, they find the ability to remove one of the two red dyes from our food. Why? It's carcinogenic. All it took was Kennedy preparing to enter the building, and suddenly they found the ability to ban it.
Yeah.
And this same dye, this is the outrageous part, was already banned in cosmetics because it's carcinogenic. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's the same red dye. Because why? It can cause cancer on your skin. Wow, okay, so we don't want skin cancer, we'll just eat it.
Yes, I was just thinking, okay, so we don't want it touching the outside, so we're going to put it inside.
I mean, again, this is the same stuff in Europe. This is the same stuff in Canada. They literally make Fruit Loops differently for us versus them. Americans get to poison, the others don't. And when you go and you start reading the side effects of these dyes, whether it's the blues, the yellows, the reds, one of the reds is still legal. Same thing for every single one of them. Neurological damage, central nervous system damage. Can you say ADHD? That's what we're going to find. When did that correspond? Well, roughly when we started using the dyes. Roughly. Now everybody's got it. Everybody's distracted. No one can make it past a two-minute video. Why? We're eating this crap. I can't wait to get this out of our food. The one thing that I really, really hope that Kennedy is going to do here is do this fast. No more messing around. No more, hey, it's carcinogenic. It'll kill you. So we'll remove it in 2 years. What? Hoping to outlast Kennedy. And I don't understand why the media is resisting this. Again, this is standard in Europe. This is standard in Canada. I have just a few foods that dyes are still allowed, and those were grandfathered. Like maraschino cherries is one of them, I think. But they have to come with a warning. Like, this causes ADD. So, I mean, in Europe, they're like, dude, don't eat this. It causes ADD. Unless you want ADD, then eat this. That's what it says on the package. And here we're like... RFK's kind of kooky. He's insinuating this causes ADD. No, that's known in Europe. That's what the label warning says for the few things you're still allowed to put it in. So I'm really glad Dr. Marty Markari is joining him. He's from Johns Hopkins, very credible guy.
Yeah.
longtime Wall Street Journal editorialist. And that's what it's going to take, is credible people standing beside RFK and saying, no more, enough. No, we're not poisoning our kids anymore. This is just exponentially stupid. It's just dumb.
I'm just going to say, this does seem like something easy to do. I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know.
We have everything we need to do it. We just need the will to stare down these, you know, big companies that make food, make really cheap food, and say no more. We're not saving a few pennies on the dollar on this anymore. We're not going to, you know, and make it up on the back end treating cancer. We're done. We're finished.
And I can't help but think that, God forbid, there had been a Harris administration and he had been in a similar situation, the media would be all over this and wanting to boycott these companies for not taking care
of it. Oh, totally. If Her Highness came out with
exactly.
it. Yeah, no, absolutely they would have been. That's the ridiculous. They don't even have a good argument here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying to argue, I think it was 2 weeks ago. They were lampooning him all over Drudge for suggesting seed oils are causing this rash of bowel cancers that young people are getting, like, you know, early 20s, late teens. Well, that wasn't RFK's crazy idea. If you Google it, there was an extensive study of intestinal and bowel cancer where they took the tumors, opened them up, and figured out, like, what is different about their genetic concentration. And they found markers only found in seed oils.
That sort of sounds like science to me.
It's science. And they're made, oh, he's kooky seed oils. That was not an RFK came up with it, you know, with some conspiracy theorists. He's been saying it for years, but that big study finally confirmed it. When they went and said, why do these kids have this? Why? You know what's really, really weird is if you go, really interesting, actually, if you go and look at, like, fish oil, it's got a lot of, its markers are actually anti-cancer. They're the opposite. Like the omega-3s,
yeah.
The omega-6s, those are good for you. And this is why we don't need to chemically produce seed oil anymore. We don't need to do it. We need to have honest conversations that, again, like you said, Lee, again, if this was some Democrat leading the charge, it would be considered the most brilliant thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not. And it's got to end. We've got to do this. I can't wait to see what he comes up with on autism.
Yeah.
It's got to be something in the environment. It's got to be. You don't see that increase. Yes, I know they have better reporting now and we have more awareness, but also autism is very noticeable. Maybe not in the mildly autistic, but it's very, very noticeable. It's not the kind of thing that, wow, you wouldn't have noticed it there before. There's something doing this, and we really need to get to the bottom of what it is. And I really hope he's able to hang on to office before, you know, long enough to do it.
Yeah.
And the worst part of this whole thing, too, is the most dyed foods are the ones we give to kids. I mean, our Easter baskets were just, you know, poison potpourri if you look at the packages. And they don't have, this is the disgusting thing, they don't have to be.
Yeah.
Your peeps will look just the same with vegetable dye. It'll be okay. So.
We're a no peep household.
Right. I can't stand those things.
Oh, I know. I don't like
Crash them loves them. Yeah. He gets them once a year because I know they have the dyes in them. And I know I'm a terrible mom for buying them, but I couldn't do Easter without them. So I bought one package. One. For him. And that was it. He wanted two. I was like, no, there's no more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Just one package. You'll be glowing yellow for 3 weeks and then we'll, yeah. So yes, I have given my children the food dyes, but not very often.
Limited quantities, right, while they last.
While they last. It was a small box of peeps too. So hopefully he'll be okay. One of the most baffling things to people who get news from the mainstream media is probably why Trump has been so tough on Canada. Two kinds of tariffs leveled at them. The economic kind, yes, but also the national security kind. That seems strange. Why might that have been occurring? Well, you know, if you listen to the show. Headline, nearly 90% of terrorist suspects entering the U.S. cross through the land border with Canada. Why? Because Canada had almost no background vetting process. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we caught a cartel assassin crossing the border. He was the assassin's assassin, they called him. New York Post had it. From Canada. Where they basically virtually don't background check you. So these people weren't coming in through the Mexican desert. They were too important. This is the terror leadership. This is the cartel leadership. This is the high-class assassins. They're coming in through Canada. And Trump said, knock it off. In 2024, 358 individuals on the U.S. terror watch list were stopped at the Canadian border versus 52 at the Mexican border. See the problem there? Illegal crossings from Canada have surged in recent years. Okay, so what just happened? Well, remember, Trudeau, after Trump was elected but before he was sworn in, went to the White House and groveled and promised to be better, but then he didn't. And then Trump leveled the tariffs at him because they were laughing. They're like, nah, have a heap and helping of terrorists and cartel hitmen. You're going to love them. Trump said, here, have a tariff. And the fentanyl tariffs are still on. By the way, do you know that Canada is a major fentanyl trafficking hub? That the Sinaloa cartel in particular, but several of the other cartels have merged with the Chinese cartels because it's so permissive in Canada and they're just trucking that stuff down here. Well, guess what's going on the Canadian border now, post-tariffs? Nothing. Nothing is going on. And that's the beauty of it. Just 54 migrants apprehended in the Swanton sector. That stretches almost 300 miles in March. That's a 95% drop from the 1,100 border crossers caught in March of 2024. So more than 80% of apprehensions have been happening in that sector. It's down by 95%. And the chief border patrol agent, Robert Garcia, tweeted back-to-back photos. One was March of last year, 24 under Biden. It's just long lines of people going through. And then the current one, same trail cam. It's a deer. There's no people. There's no people. This is a massive, massive change. So... these are the things they don't tell you when they act like Trump's being mean. Meanwhile, on top of all of that, you've got the fact that the Canadian banks, which are not nearly as regulated as ours are when it comes to terror financing, were financing a lot of this Chinese fentanyl trade running out of Canada. Again, Americans aren't told any of that either. And so Trump, once again, totally cleaning up a mess that he won't even get credit for unless you read the New York Post. But have you noticed, folks, who Trump seems to be on war footing with? Like, what are the two main countries right now, if you're just watching the news, he's on war footing with? Two main entities, say. Well, it would be Iran, right? And it would be on our border. Militarizing our border. I'm surprised, by the way, there's been almost no pushback from Democrats. Remember when they used to freak out over building a wall? Well, Trump's got a full-on military zone now on that border. You barely hear anything about it. I think they don't tell you because you'd like it. Why is he treating this seriously? Headline. Mexican gangs using terrorist communications channel to launch assassination plots against Donald Trump. Now, some people on our side have just baffled me lately. Tucker Carlson's one of them. Why is Trump talking about bombing Iran? Leave Iran alone. They're not bad. The Ayatollah not just threatened, but promised to assassinate Trump and everyone around him on his Twitter feed. Am I the only one who noticed that? They've sent not one, but two assassins. One of whom partnered with guess who? Mexican hitman. To try to kill Trump and those around him. That's war, is what that is. And for Trump, it's personal. So you can't treat Iran hands off or lovey-dovey like Biden did. Not when they're trying to kill you. And not the Democrats either, by the way, which is telling. President-elect Donald Trump faces another credible threat to his life after dodging two homegrown assassination attempts. Excuse me. And a plot by Iranians to take him out. Now, Mexican cartels in charge of the multi-billion dollar drug and people smuggling operations are plotting his death. They're using the Telegram channel to do it. Law enforcement chiefs on both sides of the border, the Mexican and the American sides of the border, have picked up on chats on the Telegram channel used by criminals and terrorists across the globe to communicate their evil plan. Do you see why Trump has designated these as terror groups? Washington, D.C. investigator told us, this is K News, Trump is on the Mexican hit list. This guy means business and is going to move fast to shut down immigrants and drug flows from Mexico to the U.S. That's already happening. That means a massive loss of business for the cartels down south. Folks, we have lost appreciation for how truly deadly this threat is and how much danger Trump faces on a daily basis. I mean, we've been through two assassination plots just today. One from Ukraine. That's weird. Bet you Congress can't get any more information on that one. The 17-year-old who killed his parents. In deep, long, very detailed conversations with a Ukrainian phone number. Encrypted. Very detailed about how the drone was to be delivered, how it was to be used, how he could then flee to Ukraine. Would he be allowed to just walk around after murdering the president? He wants his freedom. I mean, somebody is coaching this guy. This is not just a kid who's nuts. Although I have a feeling it's someone taking advantage of a kid who's nuts. This means massive loss of business for the cartels down south. There's been a lot of chatter picked up by ourselves and our partners in Mexico about a plot to take out Mr. Trump because the criminals know this would stall the plan to seal the border. No one gets things done like Trump, so without Trump, the threat to their billions of dollars greatly recedes. This is a credible threat. Democrats know this too. Put it all together. Put all of it together. Who are the Democrats actually most spun out over Trump going after? The criminals. The human traffickers. St. Kilmar. What does the FBI do when they encounter these businesses that these cartels who are planning to kill Trump on Telegram? What does the FBI do when they encounter them? Hands off. Folks, that's the big revelation of Kilmar, St. Kilmar. It's not even all this stuff that they're telling you. It's what's down at the end of the aisle. Wait a minute. The Tennessee Highway Patrol picked him up. He's driving a car he doesn't own with an expired license. He's an illegal immigrant, and he's hauling seven other illegal immigrants who give his address as their home. And he's hauling them from Texas to Maryland. Oh, look, this guy's on the transnational criminal gang list. Bet the FBI would want him, so he called the FBI up. Tennessee Highway Patrol. Hey, we got this guy. This looks like a great catch for you. You want to come get him? No. No, we don't. What should we do? Release him. Release him? But he's a wanted, internationally wanted gang member. Yeah, just release him. That's the impunity with which they've been allowed to operate. The Democrats are protecting their trafficking networks. That is what is happening. And the people involved in those networks want to kill Trump. And it is really telling they have no interest in killing any Democrat that we know of. It is really telling that when Iran was looking for someone to assassinate Trump and his team, he recruited who? A Mexican hitman, cartel hitman. It is really telling that a virtual conga line of terrorists was marching over that Canadian border and Trump has stopped it. And it took very real threats before Trudeau would give it up. Trudeau promised, oh yeah, I'll do it, goes down to Mar-a-Lago, yeah, I'll do it, doesn't do it. Now they put billions in interdicting these people. Why would Trudeau be so in love? This is the question to ask yourself. With a trafficking network that he would risk Canadian businesses being hurt to protect it. Why not close the visa loopholes, letting these cartel hitmen, Chinese businessmen, fentanyl processors and dealers operate in Canada? Why not just close those loopholes? Especially when the costs could be economic. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, because this whole thing looks more like a war to me every day. Whoa, boy. Great Depression is trending on Twitter, which means this is the stat you're going to hear for the rest of the day, since all news starts on Twitter now for the most part. Breaking, the Dow is currently on track for its worst April performance since 1932 during the Great Depression. Dow is currently down negative 3,831 points in April, or negative 9.1% of the three greatest corrections in stock market history. I'm sorry, of the 11 greatest corrections in stock market history, three have happened since Liberation Day. It's just facts. That's why this is now the number one trending thing right now on X. The Dow is, yeah, headed for its worst April since 1932, the worst year of the Great Depression. Yeah. You know, and you know what kills me on this? A lot of this, folks, is astroturfed. It really is. It's hysteria. It's the media. It's the financial media stoking it. Look, if they're as powerful as they were before X, when they were unrivaled by anyone else with any other facts, they would have already destroyed the market by now. They will do anything to stop Trump. Remember, I mean, they used COVID to destroy the market last time. That was the Chinese and the Democrats. The world market, the world economy. And remember, we're now finding out the UK, Germany, they went along with it. They said, yeah, sure, destroy our markets too. We're cool with it. Anything to stop Trump. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, what do we learn in recent weeks? They knew from the beginning that this thing came from China. They knew it came from the Wuhan lab. They knew it was man-made. They lied to their populations in order to induce terror. They lied about how deadly it was. They lied about what it would take to treat it. They told all those lies. Wrecked their own economies, all of it to stop Trump. They will do it again. Don't think they won't do it. Don't say, well, you know, it's too much money involved. They won't. Yes, they will. We've already seen it. And we've seen it the last 5 years. They're talking it down, talking it down, talking it down. You know what kills me about this? We have a Federal Reserve chairman who said that Biden could totally print $5, $6 trillion more because inflation was only transitory. And then the price of a car payment doubled. Average car payment doubled. Price of average home payment doubled. Do you think that cost people money? You think that hurt the economy? You bet it did. We now have the largest, the highest age of a car on the road ever. 12 is the average. The highest average ever. Why people can't buy cars? This ran into headlines. They were shocking. I covered them here. I'm still gobsmacked by them. That Congress would keep printing after that. And borrowing and printing and printing and borrowing. Stock market shrugged it off and went higher. So, I mean, if I came out today and said, with tariffs, Trump's going to double the price of the car. Bam! Market crash. If I came out today and said, Biden's going to double the market, double the price of a car by printing money. They're like, hey, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's fine. No, it'll be good. It's all right. We don't need cars. Do we need a real estate market for the middle class and below? No, we don't. No, we're cool. We'll just rent. American dream's done. Nobody can afford a house. Don't need a real estate market. Because we don't have one. Market shrugs it off. No big deal. That's why these people are full of crap. Trump wants to negotiate better trade deals so that Main Street, instead of a handful of multinationals, can make money. Boom, stock market crash. And it's just when it's a matter of scale. Folks, these people are doing this on purpose. These big houses that donate 80% to Democrats now, that trust Democrats to look out for their interests. I'm just watching and what they don't react to. It's unbelievable. But you know what? They may get away with it. They've crashed the market before. They did it during COVID. Based on total lies. Folks, by the way, I can remember sitting in this chair. I will never forget it. New England Journal of Medicine. It was March. And Anthony Fauci, it was March of 2020. Anthony Fauci had published, along with a couple of other scientists, a paper that was remarkable. It said COVID would look really bad, but by the end of it, it wouldn't be any deadlier than a flu, a severe flu season. March 2020, he said that. And I went, see, he's telling the truth. And I latched onto that. I believed it. And that's why I got COVID right all the way through, except the first few weeks when all of us were fooled by it because we'd never seen it before. And sure enough, COVID was no more deadly than a severe flu season, which we see about once every 10 years, sometimes twice, but usually at least once. for those under the age of 60. There was never any reason to shut anything down. Fauci knew it and put it in writing in the beginning so as to tank the markets. And he got paid well for that. I mean, he was worth $7.5 million when he got started in 2019. And by the time he was done, he had a criminal pardon and $15 million net worth. What do you get paid for? Crash the economy. Tell the lies. Spin the spit. And that's what they're doing. They're talking it down, talking it down, talking it down, talking it down. And folks, give me some credit here. If you've been with me since the summer, I have said over and over and over and over again, we are in a recession. They are lying. The people who put out the numbers, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the federal government put out most of our economic numbers, they're fake. They are fake. And we can tell because they keep adjusting them months after they're needed. I said, we are in a recession. I said, the second Trump gets in office, it does not matter what he does after January 20th, they will start adjusting these numbers. They'll start saying, oh yeah, well, you know. Did we say 800,000 fake jobs created under Biden? We meant 2 million, sorry. Yeah, we're actually living through a jobs apocalypse. Like that, which we've seen. They adjusted the growth forecast from 3.9%, again, down to negative 1.5. They did this over 9 weeks. From the time Biden was ending his term to the time Trump had already been sworn in. Why? We've been in a recession for a long time. And they want to make good ensure that Trump gets stuck with it. Even Jerome Powell's lying, claiming that tariffs cause inflation. Nothing causes inflation but money printing. There is nothing else. That's how it worked. There is no other way to cause inflation except for money printing. Now, you can cause prices to go up with tariffs, but it doesn't debase. Tariffs don't debase the currency. Jerome Powell knows that. Jerome Powell knows a freshman economics class at a good college knows that. But he's lying. He's lying to the American people. Why? Beat it down. Beat it down. Beat it down. Beat it down. We'll see if they win. We'll see if they win. All of this to stop America from prospering, to stop the negotiation of better trade deals with Europe, better trade deals with 190 nations. All of it to stop that. What is this? This is hang in there, hang tough, keep your great trade deals. America must be destroyed and don't give in to Trump. They are doing this at exactly the point in negotiations to weaken Trump, in particular in his negotiations with China. And the severity of their propaganda equals exactly the severity of the Chinese Communist Party's anxiety. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. This is all based on some future theoretical idea of what prices are going to be. Because this is just the negotiation phase. Again, brought to you by the same people who didn't blink when inflation went from roughly 2% to 9%. Didn't care. Market short. Brought to you by the same people who didn't care when the price of food went up 29%. Brought to you by the same people who didn't care when the price of energy went up almost 30%. Brought to you by the same people who didn't care when we shed over 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Brought to you by the same people who didn't care when auto payments doubled. Brought to you by the same people who didn't care that we had, on average, across all baskets of goods, a 20% inflationary period during Joe Biden. Did not care. Market didn't move. And now it does, on the theory prices might go higher. By the way, this is with a negative producer price index. Producer price index is just what manufacturers are paying for goods right now. In other words, it's a good proxy for what things are going to cost in 3 months, 6 months, 8 months when this stuff comes out of factories or hits the shelves. It's negative right now. Negative. Oh God, prices are going to go up. You mean like under Biden? You mean like that? Yeah, no, but that was cool. That was cool. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, the Citigroup chief economist puts odds of recession at 40 to 45% this morning. I've been putting it at 100% since this fall, but I welcome him to join me. He knows. He knows we were in a recession last quarter. It's just that, you know, Kamala Harris was running, and so they couldn't admit to it. But they, again, almost immediately began adjusting numbers. And we're up to 2 million fake jobs. I mean, folks, the only economic bright spot in the Biden administration was the jobs, and it turns out they were fake. I mean, how can we think we aren't in a recession? Because as the numbers are adjusted down, and they only go one way now, this because this is the fakest economic period we've ever had. Folks, again, I've been telling you since before Trump was sworn in, this would happen. Oh, 40 to 45%, but well, it depends on what Trump does. No, it doesn't matter what Trump does. Folks, we are too, or here's what's so fake about this. We are too early into this tariff thing for it to cause a recession. You'd really need a few more months for that to happen, to really get good and adjusted. But I haven't even seen price changes of any kind that, I mean, and folks, I have stuff I buy from China. I mean, like legit manufacturing. China hasn't changed. The price is exactly, I've been watching. I've been waiting for it to change. It's one specific kind of protein bar that I get that's really good. My daughter and I just live by them because it fills you up and it powers you through the afternoon, you know, when you have that hungry period. And I thought, wow, they're going to go through the roof. They're going to be so expensive. Haven't changed one iota, not one, and they're manufactured in China. So shame on me for buying them, I guess. But you can't get them anywhere else. I haven't noticed it. Have you? We're supposed to believe an entire recession has now taken. But no, it was always going to happen. These people are so fake. Texter writes, the evil blanks causing it to crash are making money off it. Crash. Of course they are. They're all dumping what they own in the hopes of getting mom and pop to panic and dump there so they could buy it cheap. This is so obvious. But it hasn't materially changed in months. And folks, these people all know, look, these people all know we've been in a recession. If I could figure it out, they can figure it out. Texter writes, Tara, good morning. Just to correct a little bit, it's not just that causes inflation. It's not just printing money. That causes inflation when that money is not backed by something real like gold. And that's what we are continually doing is printing money. It's not backed by something. Yes, yes, absolutely. That is part of it. But again, tariffs don't cause inflation. Never have, never will. Jerome Powell knows that. He is talking down the market. And this is why Trump is losing his mind. All right, let's take, okay, Texter writes. Tara, when you reference they in quotation marks, it's really in reference to Bank of America, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. They currently sit on top of $39 trillion in total wealth and control 85% of the Fortune 500 companies, either through proxy or share ownership. But these are the owners and the masters and the ones in control or have been in control for the last 16 years. Yes, you have people able to massively move markets in a way that's inherently political. You do. Texter writes, Tara, we've been in a recession since 2020. On and off, yeah, definitely. Texter, and we'll never know exactly which quarters we were in recession because the numbers were so fake. Texter writes, so as fiat money continues to be printed, it begins to depend more and more on the population's perception of what a dollar is worth. With the media and Democrats continually stoking fear about the dollar as a recipe for disaster for the dollar's value, Trump needs to do whatever he can to counter this by increasing real tangible resources like gold and energy sources before the Democrats succeed in destroying the dollar's worth. Folks, that is exactly what the last thing they did, Biden did, was put all of the offshore energy off limits. It's the one way to dig ourselves out of this. And they wanted to make sure Trump was tied like Houdini, stuck in a box and then plunged under the ocean. But we'll see. All right. Mike's up next.